Do you still own one of those big boxy cathode ray tube TVs? How about a Walkman with a cassette player? Well, if you're holding on to technology most everyone else has deemed obsolete, you're not alone. Reporter Tracy Samuelson found one piece of 1980s technology that just won't die.
Here's something you probably haven't heard in a while, a sound many 20-somethings have likely never heard. It was the cool must-have gadget of the 1980s, popular with Wall Street bankers and hip-hop stars. Now, pagers are primarily used by one industry. And no, it's not the one you're thinking. It's healthcare. Over 90% of hospitals still use pagers.
The last time I personally used a pager is probably when I was 13 years old and I guess late middle school.
Dr. Sunny Shah was over at NYU Langone Medical Center the other day, chatting with Dr. Rahul Sharma about pagers.
So you had a pager when you were younger?
I had a pager when I was much younger, yes I did.
I had a pager at age 17, that was the cool thing to do.
They're laughing because everything about pagers, from their ringtone to their greenish screen, just feels so dated. Now, about two decades after everyone else swapped pagers for cell phones, NYU Langone is finally phasing out the pager. Dr. Dan Shine is running the iPhone pilot. He says smartphones are, no surprise, streamlining communication.
And in hospitals, that is the name of the game. You need to communicate with the resident, with the attending, with the senior doctor. You need to communicate with the bed board that's handing out the bed, with the emergency department where the patient currently is.
In the old system, you'd have to send separate pages to each person you wanted to get a message to. Then they'd all flood to nurses' stations and line up to use the phone. It's time-consuming and means staff are constantly leaving patients to return calls. Dr. Shine has been dealing with this system since the late 70s, when he was first training to be a doctor. And in that time, the functionality of the pager has stayed pretty much the same.
It was the same damn beeper. It was the same beeper I had when I was an intern.
I guess that means they're sturdy, they're enduring.
They are sturdy, they are enduring, they don't break, they don't have dead spots, they reliably go off. It's just that when they go off, you don't know what they're trying to tell you.
Even in the hospital world, pagers are passé.
The doctors don't want to carry a pager anymore. They want to carry their iPhone or their Android device.
Brian Eds is a mobile product manager at Amcom Software, which makes communication programs for hospitals, both for pagers and smartphones.
And they don't understand why they can't get all these critical messages on their smartphone, just like they receive all their other communications in their life.
Eds is literally the only person I could find that still tracks pager use. The market research firms I talked to stopped studying pagers so long ago, they don't even keep records of the data. But Ed says even though pagers are still widely used, 70% of hospitals report experimenting with smartphones.
Smartphones are definitely the future, and they can be used for so many more things than just messaging.
That may sound very 2007 to most people, but it's not as obvious in the medical field, where smartphones' extra functionality comes with complications, like the need to protect all that patient information that lives on the phone in texts and emails. NYU had to build a firewall and wipes all data each time doctors change rotations. And between equipment, data plans, developing apps, the phones are expensive. $10,000 to $20,000 for NYU Langone to pilot just 16 phones. Pagers, on the other hand,
they're low cost, they're simple. The little things like replacing batteries, your smartphone runs out of battery, it takes a while to charge. A pager runs out of battery, you pop a new AAA in there.
Which is why Eds expects the pager to coexist with smartphones in hospitals for the next decade. The pager is dead. Long live the pager. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.